Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Clank. Kara Clank joins us on the show.
Oh, my God. I love your little theme song.
It's a little, you know, we like
it's
to have
theme
fun.
Song after.
Yeah, we actually have a theme song, and then we like to call it out. And
it's like our cheer. It's our pre-show cheer.
We are so happy to have you on the show. We're such fans of yours as a stand-up comedian.
Oh, thank you.
You have a kick-ass show here on Mondays at UCB.
What's it called?
Sunset.
It's called If You Build It.
If nice. You build it.
Explain it.
It's every Monday. It's honestly just a stand-up showcase. I just try to book great people, and
you
I host it.
You do get good
it,
people.
And it's just like 8:30 every Monday at UCB Sunset.
It's one of those shows that like makes that place great. You know what I mean? They really put it in the hands.
It's starting to get built up, and we're starting to get like regular audiences, which is really good. Because I only started weekly there like six months
ago. Yeah, it was
monthly,
ago. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was monthly, and it was moving around different dates. And so now
you
it's like it has
a permanent
consistency.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what does it. But you came from New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did stand up in New York for a bunch, and we even crossed paths once this past year.
Yes,
when we were doing our thing, we had a lovely week in New York where we.
This is like one of the first times we've been in New York to do something during the days, but then had our nights free.
So we weren't there doing stand up at a place. So we were like, "Oh my God, let's run around and do every
fun
stand up
show.
Let's do comedians you've never heard of.
Comedians you should know.
At the spare room.
It's at the gutter.
The gutter
is the name of the place. It's
but
like a
the
bowling
room
alley.
Is called the spare room.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
the gutter.
You're right. Yes, you're right. Sorry.
And the gutter, which is in, that's the place where everyone got
E. coli.
It is.
Or Ebola.
No way.
No, it can't be Ebola.
I think everyone got Ebola from bowling balls. They were Ebola.
Trying to get that going?
They were Ebola. They were Ebola.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, we bowled.
Place is going to shutter next week.
No, we bowled there. But it was such a great time, and it just made me remember how wonderful
it was. It was such a nice week in New York that week, too. Like, the weather was beautiful.
Oh, my God. It was
people
so
were
nice.
Out at shows, though.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was,
we were at Little
My husband
Fields
and I were tweeting, texting each other, going, should we move back? Like, it's so great. And then we were like, calm down. You're
everybody
here during
relax.
Like a beautiful pre-summer
right.
weekend.
Right.
Like,
right.
chill
Let's
out.
Let's everybody relax.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you're here with us because you are a perfect person to break down what we are about to break down. The world's getting dumber.
Oh my God, I love it.
Is it not? Don't you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like the world's getting dumber. My husband and I were pitching a television show to networks based on the idea that people are getting dumber, and guess what? No one's bought it
because they're too dumb to buy it. The world is getting so dumb, and so we get stories sent to us by our awesome fans, and then we break them down. Dan is the only person who's seen it.
Yep.
So we have one story,
okay,
one shot. The four of us are going to break it down. We've never heard it.
No, we don't know it.
Let's get into one.
All right, here we go. This was sent in by Casey at Casealicious. Mm-hmm. Thanks, girl. I appreciate you sending this in. Her handle is at CaseUhlicious at Casealicious.
That's what I'm going to now start saying when I have a great quesadilla.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what?
That's
Casealicious.
If I told you that was used in a Taco Bell ad, would you fight me about
it? Nope. I'd be like, nope. That is the new thing. That's
the new Casealicious.
It's like a special cheese.
It's dusted with Cheeto dust.
It's Casealicious.
It's Casealicious. Yeah, she sent it to hashtag dumbpeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk. And that's how I came across this gem.
I love it.
Riverhead. Suffolk County.
Suffolk County is in
New York.
York.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
A woman mistook a jail security booth for a fast food drive-thru and attempted to order a breakfast sandwich before ending up in handcuffs on Friday.
Okay.
That's all you need, right?
That's all.
I mean, I could keep going.
So she drove up and probably started demanding it when
That's
it wasn't
exactly
coming.
What she did.
This is New York.
Hey, give me a cheese.
What's wrong with this
cheese sandwich?
Oh, my God.
It's the jail security booth. Go ahead, Kara.
No, I'm just processing. Yeah, that she was probably like, can I get a number one?
Right.
And, like, I have the weirdest fast food order I don't eat meat, but I love the Whopper, so I get a Whopper with no meat. And so I go
how
up.
How do you do that?
It's so weird.
But how
I
do
just,
you, how
what
do
you just go up to a drive thru and you're like, hi, can I get the number one with cheese, no meat? And you have to say it like six times so that they know. Yeah. So now I'm just picturing her doing my order, just like going up to this jail.
Hey,
being like,
sandwich,
no,
no
meat.
No meat.
No meat.
And no egg. Just no egg. Cheese and the bread.
No meat.
There's no food here at all. No, I want food.
Yeah, because now you're
from. You're not one of those no substitutes. Burger
no, that's not what we're saying. We're saying we do not serve food.
I want an egg sandwich.
You're not listening
to
me.
No egg, no sandwich.
You're not listening. I don't think you're listening to me.
I just want the paper it comes in.
Okay, well, I have paper in here, but we do not serve
Fold
food.
Fold it up and send it through. I'll drive around.
Look, we've all been metaphorically imprisoned by some of our fast food choices, haven't we?
Sure.
You choose something and then you're like, well, I lock myself into that one.
Yeah. I'm going to be in this room for the next 20 minutes.
Through it.
Yeah, this woman.
Eat my way through this mistake.
How do you mistake
a jail security booth?
What is a jail security booth?
I think like maybe the booth at the like
it
at
has
the parking
to have
lot.
A gate in front of it though. Like so you have to be like, I guess this gate slides open and then I go get my quesalicious.
No, but if she's pulling in, the gate's in front of her.
That's what I mean. Like, I think, is she like, okay, as soon as this guy takes my order, I give my cash, and then a gate's going to slide open, and I'm going to go in to get...
Well, you like, to a building that I don't see, that I clearly don't see anywhere near.
Extreme security, barbed wire around the edges.
Well, why are you guys taking the order all the way back here?
Well, you know how at every fast food restaurant, you have to wait for an arm to go up in order for you to go through.
You know how at a fast food restaurant, there's always a person taking the order in the booth that you're speaking
with a gun?
I don't know how much this translates outside of LA, but at In-N-Out, you go to it does happen at like Portillo's too in Chicago. If the really busy places, they'll just send
out.
People out walking.
They I do that here like, at In-N-Out.
You
they
could
do.
Just dress up kind of like somebody who works there because nobody pays attention, and you could start really messing with.
Oh
you
yeah,
start
taking orders, just hold start an iPad and just start taking orders.
What can I get
people,
you?
Like things about themselves. Like you going through a divorce right now?
Like, your weekend with the kids?
This order's pretty intense. You depressed? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? We're not giving you your food. You don't even work there. You just started. Raging people.
So you're eating a lot of feelings there. Wow.
Wow.
So how about just one double-double?
She pulls up to this
thing.
Security gate, security booth.
Not connected to a restaurant at all.
Just says, I want a breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm.
By the way, don't blame her. Love a good breakfast sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Good breakfast sandwich.
Police said, Elizabeth, L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H.
And
Elizabeth,
she
not
hates
Elizabeth.
It when you call her Elizabeth.
Of course she does. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Ildefonso drove up to the Riverhead Correctional
Not
Facility.
Of course it's an Italian.
Yeah.
Of course.
Ildefonso means like, Defonso in Italian means an ill-advised choice.
Sure.
So it's ill-advised choice.
Elizabeth,
ill-advised choice.
Drove up to the Riverhead Correctional Facility around, what time do you guys want to guess
it's
if this
took
place?
Gotta be 2 a.m. She's fucked up, right?
Okay, all right. 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Anybody else want to take a guess of when she drove?
Well, bars in New York close at 4, so it could be later.
Let me, may I play devil's advocate to you?
Sure.
Breakfast is being served all day at most of these places.
That's true.
So it could be any time. Like this could be.
Could be noon.
I think 5 in the morning, it's the end of a drunken night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, that's funny because I was going to say 6. I was going to say 6.
Oh, you're going to Price is Right him a little bit.
No, it's closest to it. So there's. What time, Dan?
She showed up to the Riverhead Correctional Facility security booth around, and it says around, and then it gives the most specific time. Around 10:12 a.m.
Whoa!
Oh, that's mid-morning.
That's breakfast time. That's
she's dropped the kids off at school.
She's like, you still serving?
Like, that's post-coffee, right?
Let's get one papers. Of them.
If you're not in like a stand-up comedian type profession, let's assume.
Right.
She definitely started the order with, let me have...
You guys serving, right?
So, can I get...
Yeah, whatever the person said, she didn't even like... Ma'am, were you here to see somebody today? Yeah, that's great. Can I get a...
Yeah.
Police said Elizabeth DeFonso drove up to the Riverhead Correctional... Ildefonso. Correctional facility around 10:12 a.m. and tried to place an order for a bacon, egg, and cheese. That's all she said. Yeah, can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
I probably didn't even say the... S-E on cheese.
Right.
Now, bacon, egg, and cheese.
No.
This is according to Deputy Sheriff Yvonne DeCaro.
who, by the way, Yvonne DeCaro has had enough.
Yeah. Right.
At all times.
These are two Italian women that are both on opposite sides of the law.
Yvonne DeCaro.
But you know what? As a feminist, I mean, good for you, girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Just get out there. Get into the headlines. Yes. Make them yours.
I love the show Ildefonso and DeCaro on USA.
It's the Rizzoli and Isles of security booth shows.
Deputy Sheriff Yvonne DeCaro informed Ildefonso that she was at a correctional facility, not a drive-through.
And by the way,
Yvonne DeCaro
and I have had enough.
Yvonne DeCaro has had it up to here.
Well, she is constantly, there is no point in time when she has had it up to her mid-chest.
No, up to
it is
here.
Up to her, she's up to her eyeballs in bullshit.
Now, this is
something that just happens with people's names, but I feel like we've already adopted it. Certain people, you only ever say their full name.
Right. Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And she is Yvonne DeCaro.
Yes.
It is always Yvonne DeCaro. Nobody's like DeCaro.
No,
nobody's
like Yvonne. No.
Yvonne DeCaro. Did I tell you what Yvonne DeCaro did?
What did she do?
Right.
Is she still here?
So she informed Ildefonso that she was at a correctional facility, not a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. According to the sheriff's office, at that point, the driver insisted she really wanted a sandwich.
Yeah.
You are at a correctional facility. Yeah, I'd really like a sandwich.
Got that.
Wow. Almost
that.
Like I hear you.
And?
Where's my sandwich?
Yeah.
Right. Like, does not care about any of this. The sheriff's office said Deputy DeCaro noted that Ildefonso's pupils were dilated, her eyes were glassy, and that she had white powder residue in her left nostril.
Hell yes! Hell yes, Elizabeth!
So she,
get it!
She did not sleep at all the night before.
Yes! She's coming off of like a serious coke binge.
Yeah.
Coming off a serious
10 a.m. is so late to be still doing coke from the night before. I get 7.
10 a.m.
But usually by 7 or 8, you're
losing steam. You're losing steam. You're on the way down.
I do not want this night to end.
Yeah.
No, not at all. And I figure, too, depending, like, this happened on a Friday, right?
Right.
10 a.m. on a Friday, which means she dropped the kids off of the school and her ex-husband's picking them up for the weekend.
So she's like,
start
here, I get
now.
My sandwich. Go.
It's weird because I don't think of coke as the kind of drug that makes you hungry.
No.
Mm-mm.
But I guess if it started Thursday night,
you never know.
She maybe hasn't eaten anything since lunch yesterday.
I hope it started the minute she dropped those kids off in the drop-off lane and got out of the car to wave goodbye. Got yelled at. Got
see
back
you kids
in
later.
The car. Yeah.
Oh, that's
oh my it, gosh.
It definitely gave her confidence to think she's right.
Yeah.
About
I
where
hear
she
you.
Is.
I want my bacon, egg, and cheese.
We
like,
do
you think she
food.
Was just like, can you just whip something up? I get it. Okay.
I get that you're not a restaurant, but this is what
Carl's,
I want.
I thought you were a Carl's. Well, no, there's no Carl's Jr. on the East Coast. What would it be?
Hardee's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it?
What else is over there? Yeah. She thinks she's
Brooklyn
at a Long
used to have
John Silver.
Brooklyn
White Castle.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, she's like,
I get that you're not what I thought, but can somebody just go back to whatever the kitchen is,
when, like,
whip together?
There definitely is a moment where she says to her, so what are you telling me?
Yeah.
After she has explained it at length.
She's
Yvonne
like,
DeCaro.
Do you have bagels? Do you have cheese?
What are
Do
you,
you have bacon?
What are you eating today?
Can you just lay it out for me? Or
Kara's right. There's that like point in the drunk level where the drunk person wants to level with you. You're like, all right, look.
Listen.
I get it.
Listen, all that other stuff before this was bullshit. Now we're talking for real.
Just me
okay,
and
this
you.
Is just,
I'm not,
it's just me and
Anne
you.
Anne keeps alluding to the fact that they quote unquote know they're being lied to. Like, look, I get it. You don't have food. You're saying you
fine,
don't. You aren't
fine,
a restaurant.
Fine.
Like,
a lot
could you?
Of air quotes.
But could you? Like, could you somewhere in the building go make something like that? Like,
yeah.
Could you go do that?
Do
could,
you have the resources?
And the person's like, well, we might have the so you could.
Where do you eat? Where do you eat? Where do you eat?
I eat in the cafeteria.
And do they serve food?
Yeah.
So why
so
you could
so
go
get me
and
bacon?
So it's not so crazy.
The least made to order place ever, though. Like you can't get any. Nobody can get anything that they just want.
So much
at
red
a jail.
Red tape.
Wasn't there a cop in? I don't know if he's a cop, but like a deputy of a prison. In Alabama, who was stealing the money was supposed to go to make the meals better for the the inmates?
No.
Yes,
and he stole
he's
like
a
seven.
Mayor.
Yeah, he like stole like 700.
Built like a $750,000 beach home.
Yes,
and in Alabama, they're like, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's encouraged
because he's
if
like
you have
they
excess
had
funds for food. You can use it for
funds
personal
for food.
Use.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
He's like the warden of the jail?
Yeah. It's like, what basically. Am I supposed to do? Not use it? Yeah. Maybe cut a check for the education system because you're last in the country,
just
you
took
dummy.
It. So maybe you're saying she's trying to take some of that back?
Yes. Take back the egg sandwich.
And
which
so
I believe was a march,
Yvonne,
a women's march.
Yvonne DeCaro was Yvonne DeCaro was in the booth.
Yeah.
By the way, I love that every one of us knows her name. Like, there are whole stories on this show where I'm like, what's the name of the person again?
There are spouses of cousins that I actually don't know
their
name,
but I can tell you who Yvonne DeCaro is. I know her. I can tell you she has had it up to here.
Now, do you think that any of this possibly, again, devil's advocate, was a miscommunication because she's probably talking through like a hello, like
no, she's at the booth.
But she's probably talking through a speaker at the booth, right? Because it's like
no, they're at the booth.
Do you think the booth slides open, or do you think there's like a speaker?
No.
Oh, it's a slider.
Slider.
That's what I think. I suppose they don't.
Speaking
specify.
Of sliders, can you just give me two small hamburgers,
a couple of breakfast sliders?
I would take two tiny bacon, egg, and cheeses if you have that.
We'll call them sliders. Yeah, just put them on there and then send them around.
But you could do it if you wanted to, right? You could.
And then she's like, "Breakfast sliders. Fuck. Has anyone come up with that? You guys, we should brainstorm this. We should work this out. This could be a huge thing."
Ma'am. We do not work together, nor are we in the food business.
But you're not a weed.
But you could do it. You could do it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, we could do it.
So then you're lying to me to say that you can't.
I'm not lying to you.
All right, I'm going to level with you. Well, how many sandwiches can I get? Ildefonso was arrested after she performed poorly on standardized sobriety tests. Standardized tests are never easy for anybody.
They always are against a certain population.
They're racially biased.
In the point, of her going through the sobriety tests, that they were like, like, she was still insisting that they should give her food. Like, even all through that, like, they're like, just give me the goddamn food.
Yeah, they were like, say the alphabet backwards. And she was like, Z, Y, X, give me a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Sandwich.
If I give do it. That,
will you give me my goddamn order? You
get it.
I don't know that I could do the alphabet backwards easily right now.
I thought about that.
I'm stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Z, Y, X, and I'm done.
But I think the watching you try to process the information is how you tell if a person's drunk.
It's not even how I, Z, Y, X, W, U V U T S R Q P O N M.
It's about to get easier.
K J I H G. We would all be busted.
We're all across.
Get on the ground, sir. Get on the ground. I'll get on the ground. It's a weird ass theme restaurant, but I'll get on the ground.
Fine. And while I'm on the ground, are you gonna bring me my bacon, egg, and cheese?
Can we add some home fries?
She performed bad on the standardized sobriety test and was found to be driving without a valid license.
Oh,
gosh.
She's Elizabeth Ildefonso. Wait, is it?
Ildefonso.
Yes.
Ildefonso? Like, those are not even like Italian prepositions that go together.
I know.
Ildefonso. She's like, everyone knows me in Riverhead. I don't drive with a license.
Why should I do that?
Why would I do that?
Ildefonso, stop it.
Yes. She was charged with felony driving while ably impaired.
Yeah.
Ably impaired?
No, I read it wrong. Ability impaired.
Ability impaired.
Oh. That's a difference.
Same thing. She's ably impaired.
By drugs and without having a license, she consented to blood tests, and the results are pending. I'm going to ask you guys.
Why would she consent to a blood test? Exactly. She's got powdered sugar all over her fucking nose.
Why would you consent to that? Here's why. On the other end of blood test is going to be a bacon egg, and cheese.
I thought you were going to say baby.
Because after they draw blood, they usually give you a little snack. It's a bacon, egg, and cheese.
I can't pass out. Bacon, egg, and cheese. And then she, as she gets it, after she's being arrested, she's like, well, who won?
If you're a cop, does part of you be like, we could drive through the drive-thru on the way back and get her what she wants.
Get her what she wants. I would do that for her.
So
by the way, most cops would.
How old is Elizabeth Ildefonso?
Much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
Now, Kara, you are our guest, so you can go first, Tig, or third. You pick the spot you want to go in.
I mean, I was so wrong about the time of day.
I
was so off that I don't even trust myself anymore.
No. Right. You don't even know yourself anymore.
You know this woman. You know who she is.
Okay. I feel like she's...
And you're going to get to see a photo after you all make your guess.
Okay.
Which will be on our Facebook page.
I think she's 42.
Okay.
42 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason or Randy?
I think she's 51.
51 from Jason.
Oh, no, that's cocaine. I'm going to say... Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm gonna say 31. I know that's a big switch, but I realize cocaine's a little.
We also invented children that she has. That's influencing
yeah, that's,
me.
That's like, it too.
We don't even know
you're
if
right.
she has
31. I think she's 35. Meaning she's old enough to be the president.
So 31, 35, and I said 42.
Stand by it. Kara.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Ildefonso. Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth?
No.
Elizabeth.
Sorry.
Jesus. How dare you?
What are you doing?
How dare you?
You put an extra E on my name.
Elizabeth Ildefonso, partying it up at around 10, 12 a.m. on a Friday.
Ordering an egg, bacon, and cheese.
Yep. No sandwich, just bacon and cheese.
A-bay-chee.
Get your answers in at home, all your townies.
Shout at your
along.
Ham radios.
Go. Elizabeth Ildefonso is 44 years old.
Beautiful.
And I'll get double dip on this picture of her.
Oh, my God.
By the
hell
way.
Hell yes.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Hell yes.
She looks good.
Great.
She has the 44. Dark roots of an Italian woman with the blonde, frosted blonde hair.
Super frosted.
Of a woman who lives in within eyeshot of New Jersey.
Right. That's right. This is like 12. She's like who eight characters in The Sopranos are based on.
Yeah.
You know when someone yells things.
She's like Working Girl 2.0.
Like when someone yells things like. Like, do you know me? She goes the other way. Do I know you?
Do I know you?
Do I know you?
Everything is she takes and questions what was just said.
I'm in the wrong.
Which
yeah,
is an answer
are.
She would know. Do I know you?
She has those like kind of, you know, sleepy-ish eyes that, not to borrow a phrase that our dumbass president used, but she does have like those sleepy-ish eyes that say that she's seen a lot of this world. You know what I mean? Like, she's kind of like,
look at Elizabeth.
Look at her.
Oh my
44
gosh.
Years old.
By the way, looks great.
She 44. Looks great for 44. Do you guys put the picture of them somewhere?
Yes, we'll put her up on the Facebook page.
Okay, because I think your listeners would agree. She looks great.
I mean, maybe, and this is just... Maybe we get her together with Jan Flato. I don't know. We have like other people that we want to try and get her together with. You never know.
Does anybody that you guys talk about on your podcast ever contact you and they're like, you did my story?
Speaking
oh,
of,
really? Because I would love to hear from Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
if you're out there, sweetheart, check
in.
We got someone we want to connect
you. And it's not like there's a ton of Elizabeth Ildefonso's out there. So there's probably one and only.
Like she was only called by her last name in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ildefonso.
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 Ildefonso. And she would walk in and be like, hey! All right, there you go.
That's a mini.
Kara Klank, thank you so much for doing it.
For
can people follow
me.
You on the twits?
Yeah, I am Kara Klank, all K's. If you think there's a C in there,
get out of town.
Yeah, Kara Klank on Twitter, on Insta, on the web,
and if
my website.
And if you're in Los Angeles and you want to see a great stand-up comedy show on a Monday night, go to UCB Sunset.
If you build it.
If you build it, these people will come and oh shit.
And they're coming.
We got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.